Oh, my goodness. I have a legend on the phone with me, Pastor Beverly Crawford. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for having me.
I am so glad to hear your voice and have you here at the Detroit Praise Network. First of all, let's talk about this birthday.
Oh, my God. I just turned 60.
Woo!
Believe it or not. Yes. 60, the big 6-0. And did we have a blast?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was trying to think about what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Then I thought about it. I said, what I really want to do? I said, I want to have me a good old-fashioned concert.
Ooh.
With a choir, with groups. We ended up that Friday night with a big concert, which was incredible.
Mm.
Then I wanted to take a break on that Saturday because I didn't want to tie everybody out so they can make sure they're at church on Sunday.
Right. Amen.
Right. So we ended it on Sunday morning. And when I tell you, it was a blast.
Aww.
It was so awesome. And I told them, I said, okay, y'all notice my birthday celebration is going to last a little longer than usually. We're in church about an hour and a half. I said, but it's going to last a little longer this Sunday. So y'all ready? Did you know no one left?
Aww.
They stayed. Till the end, I had a ball.
You
did.
This was
the best birthday ever.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I want to say welcome to the club. I got you by 3 years, but...
Oh, that's awesome.
It's all in the mind. I know it's all in the mind. Listen,
yes.
You also did something very special for your birthday, releasing a brand new single. And the name of it is Lord, You Are Good. Tell me about it.
Oh, my God. This song was originally written by Todd Galbraith.
Mm-hmm.
So most people have heard his rendition of it. And what happened was I was going through something at the time, and that song came on the radio, and it got in my spirit. So we were at a conference, and I think they said I needed to stall for the track. They was getting my music and the sound right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I said, ooh. I'm going to sing this song, and I'm going to see if the people, what the response is going to be. And I'm telling you, the response was so awesome. And so then my husband kept saying, we want to record it. So we called Todd and talked with him a couple of years ago and said, hey, I may want to record this. What you think? He said, listen, I'll be honored. And so when the opportunity came, and my husband was saying, it's time for us to record. And we're doing this on our own because we don't have a record company. And mm-hmm. so we went and said, we need to find a producer. So one of my friends said, there is a young man by the name of David Audi. He's an awesome producer. He has done producing for Ty Tribbett and James Fortune and Martha Minnesi. He said, you're going to love him. So we met with him, and he asked me a question. He said, what is your vision? And I told him what my vision was for this song and what I felt. He took that, added his little flavor to it, and said, Beverly Crawford, be who God has called you to be you. And added me and a little church, and man, the results we have has been incredible. Lord, you're good, and it's been a blessing.
Lord, you are good. You've been so good.
I am on the phone with the legend, Pastor Beverly Crawford. This is amazing. This song is amazing.
Praise God.
So is it available now?
Yes, they can go right now and download it wherever you buy your music. It's on all digital outlets. If you don't know how to download Extra Grandkids, I tell you,
they go help you. They gonna help you.
They will help you. Oh, my God. It's incredible. And I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. It'll take you to a place of worship. It'll take you to church.
And I'm excited because you all are actually working on a full project, you and your husband.
Yes.
So I'm really excited about that. And the fact that you are approaching 30 years as a solo artist. Come on. What are we doing? You're aging backwards. I follow you on social media.
I laugh every time somebody say legend. And I was like, a legend. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I've been out here. Wow. And then Todd, you know, he's comical, so he's always cutting up. Yeah, you've been out here a long time. But I'm telling you, I feel good.
Yes.
I had a doctor's appointment on the other day, and I was sitting there talking to my doctor, and she said, "Oh my God, what are you doing?" I said, "I'm trying to do what you told me to do. Take care of me."
Right. Take care of you.
She said, "Well, it's working. We're on the right track." And we were just talking. She said, "How do you feel?" I said, "I feel good." She said, "Do you feel like you're 60? I said, "No, mm-hmm. I feel good." I said, "How are you supposed to feel?"
Right. Right.
I feel good. God is good.
Amen. Amen. Well, we can follow you on social media. How?
On Facebook, Beverly Crawford, the singer. On my church, you can follow me, Landmark Holy Temple of God. You can follow me on Instagram, Beverly Crawford, the singer. And if you forget all that, just Google it, and it will let you know. BeverlyCrawfordMinistries.com.
Well, it has been a pleasure talking to you and getting to know you outside of the songs that we play and that we know. And Godspeed to you and your family as you are embarking in more great music.
Thank you so much, Randy. Appreciate you having me. I thank God for every opportunity that someone gives me to be able to share my music, and then to let me know that you all appreciate what God has given me, and to keep doing what he has called me to do. And I appreciate that so much, that people still want to hear the ministry that I have, that God has given me.